Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is a 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top communication experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Selling, also The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. She helps us put our best foot forward when we go into the marketplace. And she's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. You know, Karen, one of my pet peeves are people who don't do proposals, who don't give proposals to their customers, especially their business customers. But actually, I think you should be doing it to a lot of consumers as well. And I've had a lot of people, lazy people mostly over the years, tell me, well, proposals don't really work in my industry. And I have told them that if you show me 100 companies, 100 industries who say that, I'll show you 99 who should be doing proposals. And, of course, a proposal, a great proposal, needs a great presentation, doesn't it?
It does. Last week, I did just that, give a proposal to a prospect who found me off of my internet website, and I did the proposal. I do agree with you. Yet, what I said in the proposal is, look, I live in Dallas, and my office is in Dallas. They're in Fort Worth. That's an hour away.
Right.
I said, but I will come. You're close enough. Let me come into your office, and let's talk. Let's just have an initial conversation.
Deliver the proposal yourself.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
So I gave them the proposal ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
They liked it, and yet when I went into their offices, that's when you are the presenter. You're
mm-hmm.
presenting all the time. You're presenting on the phone. You're presenting through how you look on your website. But when I got there, the first thing I did, and really, they already had the proposal. I came with a legal pad and a pen, and I asked questions, and I shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to share with our listeners today is that less is more, that I didn't come with a lot of verbal vomit for them that day. I gave them the proposal. They know what I can do for them. And then I just asked, where's your pain?
Mm-hmm.
What's not working for you?
And then, and then let them go.
How can we get this fixed? And then I let them go.
I have a little acronym that I wrote an article around this called SALS. Shut up, listen, sell.
That's exactly right. And that's how you sell. And so point number one of our morning is to ask questions, shut up, listen, which is all called less is more. So
mm-hmm.
you're talking less and you're listening more. And I heard their pain points. And my proposal was good, but they said, we really like you. And so yesterday we had another conversation, and I said, our time together was of such value that here's the switching around I'd like to suggest when we work together.
Hmm. Well, that's what you have to do. And you know, the thing that I remind people about, especially salespeople, is that you're mining gold. When you go into the marketplace, you're looking for gold. And the gold is not in your head, it's in your prospect's head. And so the more, every time when you're talking, the gold mining stops. But when you're listening, the gold mining progresses.
In fact, I have this great exercise I do when I do workshops and presentations, and I say, here you go. You walk into a prospect or even a cocktail party, and you ask them a question, and then they answer. And then whatever they say, you ask another question.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep on talking. What do people really want to talk about? Themselves. So at the end of maybe 5-10 minutes, they think that you are the best conversationalist. But you have said nothing. All you've done is listen, but that is the most valuable aspect of communicating. They say information talks, but wisdom listens.
Let's talk about a few triggers, a few little techniques that people can use to become a better listener. One of the ones that I try to use as much as possible whenever I can is simply, tell me more.
Right.
Someone says, right. Jim, do you know about so-and-so? Or have you read this book? Have you heard of... And I'll say, well, you know what? I'm not sure. Tell me more.
That's a great one. Another, I was going to say, ask questions and go three deep. So you ask a question about whatever they're talking about, then you ask another question, you ask another question.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me more is a great way of asking that question. Another way to continue to listen and to stay in the moment, because it's hard. We are becoming more and more, we're all becoming ADD with our cell phones and our all the information floating in. But to stay present, another thing to do is just to summarize what they've said. So you go, well, let's review. You've just said A, B, and C. Does that mean D? And so you summarize what they've said. So those are two verbal ways, and then two nonverbal ways is to just nod your head and smile.
Mm-hmm.
Nod your head and smile. And, of course, the third one is eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just stay focused on them.
That's big. And I'll tell you something. What you were talking about there is so important, because a lot of what you learn when you go in there, you know, we can do a lot of great research before we get there now, can't we? And we go in there, we have certain things that we've learned, we have certain assumptions, presumptions, and we ask a few questions and they tell us some information, but all of that is just content. Until you can understand the context of that content, then it's just things in an encyclopedia. And so the questions you're trying to ask them are things that will not just get you content, but will help you understand the context. Because they don't buy content; they buy when you solve the solutions of the context. What do you think?
Well, it's what exactly right. It's the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of information, and in fact, you should never ever pitch to anybody without knowing who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's number one. It's
Karen, I need your website, please.
Oh, speakforyourself.com.
Check it out. You find all your books and your videos. You got a lot of multimedia content there. Karen, by the way, folks, is the cousin of Albert Einstein. I know that won't surprise you, as some of you may have already known that. I like to remind people about that. And when we come back, Karen's going to talk about the value of stories and knowledge, how you should think about knowledge. After these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.